This is Matt LaFever with the headlines out of Mendocino County for Friday, May 3rd, 2024. Let's begin with a story of environmental conservation and cultural preservation unfolding in Northern California. President Joe Biden is poised to sign a proclamation expanding the Berryessa Snow Mountain National Monument, a vast expanse that includes parts of Mendocino County and the Mendocino National Forest. Originally designated by President Obama in 2015, this expansion will add 13,696 acres of public lands to the monument, now totaling 343,696 acres managed jointly by the Bureau of Land Management and the U.S. Forest Service. The heart of this expansion is the Moloch Loyak, an area beyond the current monument boundary. Here, an 11-mile north-to-south ridgeline holds deep cultural significance for the Patwin people. This stunning landscape features diverse geographical formations, including chaparral-covered canyons and oak and cypress woodlands interspersed with rare serpentine wetlands. It's a haven for nearly 500 native plant species, including 38 special status plants. Moloch Loyak serves as a vital wildlife corridor for tule elk, mountain lions, bears, and majestic birds like bald and golden eagles. The expansion is aimed at strengthening protections for this critical northern-south migration pathway, essential for local ecosystems. Under this expansion, the Bureau of Land Management will manage the added area under the same terms as the original monument, respecting existing grazing rights, water rights, military airspace use, state wildlife management, and wildfire response protocols. Now let's turn to Ukiah, where a routine morning took a sudden turn for the Ukiah Police Department. Yesterday, May 2nd, 2024, at approximately 9:23 a.m., the Ukiah Police Department received an alert from the Flock license plate reading camera system. The alert signaled a stolen utility trailer spotted southbound on South State Street at Talmadge Road being towed by a blue pickup truck. Officers followed the truck and trailer as they maneuvered through the city streets, eventually initiating a traffic stop on East Perkins Street. The driver, identified as Brett Tucker of Laytonville, complied with officers' orders and was taken into custody without incident. Inside of the vehicle, two other adults and three children were found, determined to have no association with the stolen trailer, and were released at the scene. Meanwhile, the stolen trailer was towed away, and the truck was returned to its registered owner. Laytonville resident Brett Tucker, however, didn't escape consequence. He was booked at the Mendocino County Jail for felony violation of possession of stolen property, a vehicle, and for violating his felony probation, stemming from previous weapon charges. And now for your latest updates on fire safety regulations in Mendocino County. Effective Wednesday, May 1st, 2024 at 12:01 a.m., the California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection's Mendocino Unit, known as CAL FIRE, has implemented new guidelines for hazard reduction burning in the state responsibility area. Now, anyone conducting hazard reduction burning in Mendocino County must obtain a permit. How does one get a permit, you ask? It's easier than you think. Burn permits can now be obtained online at www.burnpermit.fire.ca.gov. Applicants simply need to watch a short educational video and submit an application through the website. This process ensures that individuals have the necessary information to conduct burns safely and reduce the risk of fire escape. Remember, it's essential to have your permit either printed or available digitally when conducting these burns. These permits are valid starting May 1st each year and require annual renewal. And the best part, they are issued free of charge. Now, if you are wondering about burn day status, Mendocino County's Air Quality Management District has you covered. They regulate burn day status through their burn day information line at 707-463-4391, or you can reach them directly at 707-463-4354. Safety is paramount when it comes to hazard reduction burning. Property owners must adhere to hazard reduction guidelines listed on the permit. Always maintain a minimum 10-foot clearance down to bare mineral soil around burn piles. Keep a shovel and water source handy, and ensure there's an adult present during burning. Failure to follow these precautions can lead to citations and fines. For more information on residential burning or other fire safety tips, visit your local CAL FIRE station or head over to www.readyforwildfire.org. And now to Ukiah, which is gearing up for an adrenaline-fueled cycling event on Saturday, May 11th, known as the 2024 Ukiah Mendo Hopper. Part of the prestigious Grasshopper Adventure Series, this race has been pushing cyclists for 28 years across 13 countries. Kicking off with registration on Thursday, May 9th at the California Welcome Center in downtown Ukiah, the excitement builds with practice rides and technical demos on Friday, Thanks to sponsors like the City of Ukiah and Mendocino Redwood Company, cyclists will tackle private forest roads and challenging terrain. For event info and registration, visit grasshopperadventureseries.com. And that's the latest from Mendocino County. I'm Matt Lefevre in Hopland, reporting for KMUD News.